News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, to say he glued the pieces together every day is an understatement. He's just the cat's meow, taking fabulous care of us, so we really appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. On the news line with us now, Professor Dr. Alexander Riley is back on the line. He's a professor of sociology at Bucknell University. They have a series of talks coming up, the Bucknell Program for American Leadership and Citizenship, Campus Politics and Liberal Arts. Is free speech still free on college campuses, I guess would be the subtext of that. Thank you so much for checking in, Dr. Riley. Good to hear from you.
My pleasure, Mark. Good morning. Today.
How about that? That's crazy. Heather McDonald is coming to campus, and if folks aren't familiar with her, she's the Thomas Smith Fellow at Manhattan Institute, and she's going to be talking about the diversity delusion, how race and gender pandering corrupt the university and undermine our culture. So once again, a real home run when it comes to trying to address the idea that free speech just isn't permitted on campuses anymore. The students won't stand for it, and maybe faculty and staff are in on that as well. Explain what's happening at Bucknell. Her talk is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Bucknell Hall.
Yes, it's a constant battle, isn't it? This free speech is never really free. It's never really secured finally. So this is a part of our effort, again, in the series that you just so nicely described, to continue to keep this discussion going in Bucknell, at Bucknell specifically, and in the university more generally. So Heather McDonald, whose intro you just gave, has just written this really interesting book, The Diversity Delusion, and she takes on from a really broad historical perspective some of what's been going on in the last several decades. Really, I think in her argument, since the late 60s and early 70s, but it's accelerated a bit more recently. Some of these things that have been going on to push back against really wide-ranging discussion in the university. And so she covers a whole bunch of substantive areas and looks at some of the really the broader cultural forces outside the university, but it's really inside the university specifically, that she says there are some things that have gone on to change the way that we think about the very business of universities, you know, the academic virtues that once were pretty clearly enshrined, I think, in the minds of most, if not all, faculty and administration members and other folks who were involved in universities, and the way those have transformed a little bit over the years. I think, again, one of the core of those academic virtues and values, which is under assault, is just the idea that it's a virtue and it's a good thing. It's a necessary thing for the functioning of the university to have as many perspectives and positions at the table as possible. Basically, the old academic virtue on this was the idea that as long as you were willing to make an argument and muster evidence, and you weren't simply doing ad hominem attack and coming after specific individuals with insults and so forth, if you had an argument and you were going to muster evidence, then you had a place at the table and you had to be admitted to the discussion. There are folks in universities and sometimes there are students who pay attention to them who don't agree with that position. They have a different position of what it means, or rather what's required to get a place at the table. So this is one of the things that Heather McDonald talks a good deal about in the book, and we're hopeful she'll touch on a bit tomorrow night at her talk.
What does she believe in that is so antithetical to what some students and staff at Bucknell believe? A lot of them are going to be hearing this for the first time from you right now. What does she say that's so offensive?
You know, that's the fascinating question. I've seen over the last week or so, in fact, maybe even longer than that, since we had the first of the several pieces that appeared in our campus newspaper, ostensibly on Heather McDonald, but really not even talking about Heather McDonald. It's kind of it's an odd phenomenon once you get folks who are, they're really outraged and they have a really strong opinion on what they're imagining the argument is that's being made by some particular thinker. And then when you look at what they're saying, you look at how they're characterizing the arguments, and if you know the arguments at all, it's really easy to see a disconnect and say, well, you're not really even talking about what the person ideas are. You're talking about some other invented sense of who this person is and what the ideas are. And so I think that it's actually the reaction that you get, Heather McDonald gets this reaction on some other campuses as well. The very fact that she gets the reaction that she gets from at least some subsection of some campus communities is a form of evidence that her thesis has some meat to it, I think. If the university really still did look like the university of the traditional academic virtues that she lovingly describes in the book and that she's an advocate for, if we still had that university, you wouldn't have people reacting in the emotional, irrational, non-argumentative way that people react to her. So the very fact that they're, instead of taking the time and putting in the work that's necessary to understand the counter argument that you're trying to the argument rather that you're trying to counter, instead of being attentive and respectful and recognizing that civil discourse is really important in the university, especially if you have really profoundly different opinions and perspectives, then civility is one of the keys to being able to, for all of us to get along and survive together and not just be at one another's throats and throwing things at one another constantly. If you accept those things, it's incumbent on you to take time and energy to figure out where the opponent is coming from. This is really, at least for some chunk of the university committee or university community who respond in the way we've seen over the last couple of weeks to Heather McDonald, they don't agree with those rules anymore. So they do things like I've talked a little bit in a piece I just wrote a couple of days ago about the technique of scare quotism, as I call it. You basically, if you're interested in attacking a thinker or a set of ideas or a book or what have you, you just you look through, or in fact, in many cases, you don't even have to do this work because it's already been done by somebody working at some hack political site online. You find some controversial quote that's been yanked out of its context in the article or the book that it came from, and you spin it even more morally, you know, to present it as this outrageous, monstrous thing. You know, get it completely out of the context and the nuance that it was in originally. And then make the entire discussion of the thinker and of this person's ideas that one single scare quote. So we saw an example of this on, in fact, it's still ongoing on the Bucknell campus. We put up posters for Heather McDonald's event, and then some protesters were running around behind us putting up scare quotes that were taken from her books or from other writings that she's done and posting them right on top of the posters. So the idea there is very direct. It's basically don't think about any of this nuance. Don't spend any energy to try to actually figure out what this person is doing. Just concentrate on the scare quote. That's the whole essence of who this person is and what their thought is about. And that then justifies the moral outrage that we're experiencing and we're trying to get you to experience as well.
To be fair, some students aren't as upset and are maybe not happy, but certainly are willing and accepting that these wide range of viewpoints should be presented on campus. Some students are okay with that.
That's absolutely clear. Yeah, I would reiterate that. It's a small minority, I think, of the folks who are doing the stuff that I just described, and that's who is consistent, I think, with what Heather McDonald argues. You don't have to have the majority of folks who are behaving this way. If in fact the small minority are doing things that are so full of moral outrage and they're so over the top, if you will, lots of other folks, even if they disagree, even if they're not quite sure what's going on, often in the face of that kind of outrage, in the face of that kind of emotion, you know, the claims are basically that Heather McDonald, by her words, she's actually going to do physical harm to people. You know, it's the arguments themselves are actually physically endangering people. A lot of the other folks who don't really buy the full gist of those arguments, and nonetheless, they're cowed a little bit by it, and they're intimidated, and they recognize, again, another one of the tools that these folks use is to basically to use epithets to respond to anybody who stands up for the old virtues and anybody who says what I'm saying right now, which is, if you want to criticize Heather McDonald, you have to read her first. You have to know what she's saying. The epithets that they use often in responding are fairly intimidating, and they're fairly, you know, students especially, they're terrified of being called a racist or a fascist or a white supremacist or whatever it is that they're going to be called. simply for being willing to hear Heather McDonald and other people with viewpoints that have been framed as controversial, just to hear them out.
Well, we're just about out of time, but I'll allow you to make a pitch for Heather McDonald's remarks tomorrow night if you wish to enjoy this full spectrum of ideas being talked about and brought up. She's speaking tomorrow night. You have some in the future. So please, I'll let you have the last minute. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mark. So Heather McDonald will be here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Bucknell Hall, this great historic building on Bucknell's campus. And I think the evidence is very clear that she's got compelling arguments, whether you agree with them or not. She's very much in the legitimate mainstream of discussion about everything that she talks about in her latest book and in her other work. And the way that I've been framing it to people lately when I talk about this is with respect to a little short video that I often show classes in the first week or so of class. A psychologist named Jonathan Haidt did a video in which he kind of, as a parody, he presented two different models of the university, one of which he called Strengthen University, and one of which he called Coddle University. That's C-O-D-D-L-E. And fairly clearly, he was trying to make the argument that Strengthen U is the way to go. A university is supposed to try to make you stronger. It's supposed to try to make you able to deal with opposition and adversity and so forth. And that's what we want to go for. And that's really, it's that struggle between Strengthen U and Coddle U, I think, that we're seeing played out at Bucknell and other universities. So come help us win the battle for Strengthen U at Bucknell.
All right, so underneath the Bucknell bubble should be strengthening exercises, not a warm environment. So,
I think that's right.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Riley. We're going to talk to you again as each of the speakers appears, and I very much appreciate your preview of this. We invite folks to go to bucknell.edu. The Bucknell Program for American Leadership and Citizenship, this series is Campus Politics and the Liberal Arts Campus. The specific speaker is Heather McDonald, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Bucknell Hall, The Diversity Delusion, How Race and Gender Pandering Corrupt the University and Undermine Our Culture. Thank you so much, Professor. Thanks for calling in today.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks. Stay warm today, huh?
Yeah, about hell. We'll try. Dr. Alexander Riley, Professor of Sociology, Bucknell University, is helping to oversee this series, and they're trying to bring individuals to campus to challenge the pushback that's often felt by the university when a wide range of speakers come on campus, even ones that individuals may strongly disagree.